Chapter 6 Meeting in Castle Knoll. I parked the car in a narrow road behind the main street of Castle Knoll. Hyde had hired the car at Toulouse Airport, and the hire papers, in the name of Bauman, were under the seat. I had a quick look at the papers. Hyde had given an address in Schleswig-Holstein, Germany. There was also a telephone number. It might be worth trying later. I got out and looked in the boot of the car. There was a small suitcase. It contained women's clothes. Poor Nina would have to do without clean clothes today. I locked the car and threw the keys into some bushes. If they found the car, they would have to break into it. Castle Knoll is a red brick village with a big red brick church, only 20 minutes from Toulouse. It was just small enough to make sure that we wouldn't miss each other, and just large enough for the meeting to attract no attention. I checked the time, 9:15. I had arrived early to check the meeting place, just in case Annie's phone had been tapped and they knew about our meeting. I ordered a coffee in a bar just across the road from the small supermarket. The man served me without speaking. He was a silent man with a cigarette hanging from his bottom lip. He spent his time rearranging the dirt on the bar counter with what looked like some of his wife's old underwear. I wondered uneasily what the man had used to filter the coffee. There was nothing unusual across the road. One or two old ladies entered and left the store, but no one was waiting around. At 9:25, Annie appeared, driving her old car, just as I remembered it. I paid for the coffee, leaving it still undrunk on the counter, ran across the road and got in quickly. "Just drive towards Toulouse. We'll talk in a minute." The rush hour traffic was getting lighter now, so we were soon approaching the ring road round the city. "How much time do you have?" I asked.
"I'm not working at the moment, so I'm free for the rest of the week. I need to be back by Friday, though. I've got to take Lucy in to see his mother in hospital. You never said, but I guessed you might need the car for some time."
"Lucian? Oh yes, the one I met last time. The one with purple hair." I smiled. "Are you two still together, then?"
"Dad, you know that I don't allow questions like that. I live my life the way I want, okay?"
all right, Annie, forget I asked."
"Okay, just don't do it again, all right? Now, where are we going?"
She bit her lip nervously, and suddenly I remembered her as a little girl again. It was something she used to do whenever she was really unhappy or worried about something. I decided it was better not to ask any more questions. "Can you take the motorway to Barcelona? We can be there by this afternoon. You can stay overnight and come back tomorrow morning. Have you got your passport?"
"Yes, Dad. And my overnight bag. Remember what you taught me? Be prepared." "You certainly prepared me to look after myself."
She smiled a bitter smile. Okay, I know. I was a terrible father. Please don't remind me."
"Dad, you weren't a terrible father. Just a bit unusual, let's say. But I've had a really bad time dealing with your secrecy. All those times you arrived in the middle of the night and then just disappeared again. All those strange phone calls. I wish you could try to trust me a bit more."
"I'm sorry, Annie, but it's too dangerous for you if I tell you everything."
"Well, can't you explain what happened last night, at least?"
She reached for a cigarette and lit it with one hand. With the other hand, she guided the car at 100 kilometers per hour around the ring road, moving in and out of the morning traffic.
"Slow down a bit, Annie.
You're making me nervous with your driving. I don't want to get killed now after all I've been through." And I don't want to die of cancer from your cigarette smoke either.
Mind your own business, Dad. If you ride in my car, you have to put up with the driver's habits. If you don't like them, you know what you can do, okay?